Oh, significantly disappointed. I mean, this is a bad move by the state government, which has let down not only people that use the court services, but our CBD as well.
So the Public Works Committee, this is made up of, what, five people high up within the government who clearly don't have Bernie's best interests at heart with this decision?
Well, two of them voted against on the basis of the information that was provided. Clear, concise, we did good presentations to them. The other three, and the disappointing thing is Felix Ellis from the government, who didn't bother to attend the actual hearing, voted against the what the community was after and what the council was after. So if you're a member of government and you're appointed to these committees, you should sit on the committee and not just say that, hey, I've read the submissions and I'm voting against it. We're very disappointed with this member of government.
This isn't low profile. The community's been talking about this for a long time. So to go against the wants of the community, residents, council, legal professionals and people that live and invest their time in the CBD, that's a kick in the guts.
Oh, certainly is. A serious kick in the guts, because the department did not do its job properly, did not do proper consultation, did not analyse the sites. They did absolutely nothing to support this decision. It was just a quick fix to try and save a building that was up there, and to bang a court in the middle of a residential area is not something that we're endorsing. It is a bad move by the public. We'll have to have a look at this potentially as a planning matter, and we will assess it on the planning merits of this decision. And my comments today are not reflective of the planning outcome, because I know the separation of how these things happen, but mostly disappointed.
So what does that mean if and when the court is taken out of the CBD? What's the fallout there?
Well, there's about 50,000 movements of people going in and out of the court in a year. That's 1,000 people a week coming in and out of that building there. It also creates opportunities for lawyers. They need something, they go straight back to their office. It is an effective way of producing justice. This move out of a CBD to make sure that it's in the suburbs just doesn't work. I don't think anywhere else in the country it's happened. We believe at the hearing that there were mischievous comments made by members of the public service along the lines of expressions of interest were done in inverted commas by asking real estate agents and looking on realestate.com if there were sites available. That is a joke. The costing of this project is significantly way over and above what a new build would be. It's probably about double the cost. And this is just a complete joke.
Right. Disappointed, Mayor of Bernie. Steve Cons, thank you for getting on the phone quickly this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And no doubt we'll hear more as this story develops over the coming days. And you're, again, calling on the government to compensate to the tune of $20 million for what's going to ultimately be ripped out of the CBD, aren't you?
Well, this is going to be a long-term impact on our CBD. It's not only the business interest, but it's also the good outcomes for justice. You need access to the court system. A lot of people are going to miss out, and it's going to be a bad outcome for not only the community, also the residents in that area. There's schools across, there's church next door. You name it, this project should not have proceeded the way it has. Flawed, and the process was flawed. And I'd venture to say that the governor receiving this report should have said to the department, this is not correct. You have not done due diligence and your processes are appalling.